can't go into Louis Vuitton store and ask them, can I get 2-for-1 belts at $700 a piece? They ain't gonna tell you to kick rocks. That's what they're gonna tell you to do. So do not discount your rates, because you're gonna end up hating what you do. When you're tipping all the people that went into the process. So just because you got a jerk at the end doesn't mean that everybody else has to get punished for it. Go talk to the manager and say, hey, look, my man over here, my female over here needs to be coached up a little bit, because blah, 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 blah. And they're making you look bad. Everybody, it's Gerard
and Sarah,
and we're just here to kind of catch you up on some things that's going on, and just talk about some of the things that we kind of come in contact and just, you know, how we can help you guys navigate some of the stuff we got going on too. So what's up?
So okay, we just are kind of wondering who we're on different sides of the spectrum when it comes to tipping. So basically, we had a situation last week where, you know, and I actually over tip 99% of the time, I feel like. But when things are not done, at least, you know, a basic level of customer service, I feel like we shouldn't have to tip. But Gerard, on the other hand, thinks differently. So,
well, I mean, here's the thing, right? I kind of look at it like this. I feel like there's a the last person of the deal is usually, if we're talking restaurants or something, last person in the thing is like the stopgap, right? So when you're tipping all the people that went into the process. So just because you got a jerk at the end doesn't mean that everybody else has to get punished for it. So what I do, remember though, we'll tip, and then guess what? I'll go talk to the manager and say, hey, look, my man over here, my female over here needs to be coached up a little bit, because blah, 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 blah. And they're making you look bad, you know? So then that way I kind of say, hey, look, here, we did our service. But at the same time, I kind of give that feedback to the person to make sure that it happens. So,
and I just don't have time for that. Like, that's too much going on, and I'm already, you know, so, but yeah, we're just kind of interested to see where you guys fall on that spectrum, somewhere in between, Team Sarah, Team Gerard, let us know. But it kind of just goes into it, that conversation escalated into a conversation of, you know, shelf life with certain other relationships we had, mostly work relationships. And we were just kind of, you know, I'm thinking, is there a shelf life? Is there an expiration point? Cause I know, you know, there are some, not all relationships, of course, but, as far as, you know, expectancy, what you're expecting with the work that you're getting, and then what you're expected to pay for that. So,
well, tell them about the items and the situation you're talking about.
So with my business, I had a couple of items that I needed worked on, and, I was given a quote and told, oh, you know what, it'll only take this many days. I'm going to do it myself. I don't need to bring in anybody extra. This is the amount. And of course, we agreed on that. You know, I brought everything to that person so they could take care of it. And I rented a storage facility that they could work out of. And then when I get the invoice, it was definitely not the price that we agreed on. So I had also noticed that we were charged for more items, not the correct count. So I kind of just went back when I went to pick up the items, double counted everything before I talked to the person. And I said, you know, we were charged for this, but originally we agreed on this. And I just counted to double check. And these are the accurate amount was the first amount.
Whoa.
That was not a good idea. So then I get cussed out and basically told I can go somewhere. And you know what? Just pay me whatever. Just pay me whatever you want to pay me. You know, I don't deserve this kind of treatment kind of situation, which was overblown, out of proportion completely. But I was ready to just pay the agreed upon amount. And Gerard's like, nope, this is what he invoiced you. It's okay if he's wrong. It's okay if he acted like that and called you all kinds of things.
I didn't say that.
But go ahead, pay him the amount. We'll just be done with him. We'll never use him again for anything else. And so that's what we did. I had a problem with it, but at the end of the day, Gerard is probably the nicer person out of the two of
us. It's not about being nice. It's not about being nice, because what happens is people run around and try to say, well, you know, I did my work and Gerard and Sarah didn't pay me, blah, 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 and start running this stuff. So that's the kind of thing you kind of get into when that happens like that.
And he's definitely somebody who worries about that.
It's not that I worry about it, because nobody's going to run around and say that I owe you nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. But it's more so about, okay, so I feel like, I'm like, oh, is this what we're going to do? Like, all right, you know what? Take your money, get out of my life. That's how I look at it. And just like from the you know, just you had a, that's not even the situation that I thought you were going to bring up when we started talking about this.
Okay.
But
well, yeah, there's been a few more. And I think, as you know, honestly, like, we both love working with small business. We both support small businesses other than our own. And
all day, it's hard.
Yeah, we get it. And so I hate to just come on here and talk like that, because truthfully, 99% of the small businesses we work with are incredible.
All of
so
them.
Don't get me wrong in that department at all. But we were just talking about shelf life of working relationships. And, you know, when do you realize that it's time to just kind of cut ties? But then also, you know, there was another situation where there was a someone, again, these are connections of Gerard's.
Okay, so we're so these are my people. These are my people.
No, but you know what? That's okay, because a lot of times I can't even find people when I try.
Well,
so.
But before you go into that though, so like my thing is this, right? All right, I try to give people shots when most people don't,
mm-hmm.
right? Because everybody needs an opportunity.
Yep.
So I'm all about giving people the opportunity to screw it up. And that's what I tell people all the time. I will use you. I will refer you all day long until you lie to me, right? If you mm-hmm. lie to me or you do something dishonest, if you mess something up, I'm going to give you the feet. Hey, man, mm-hmm. you kind of screwed this up, man. You might mm-hmm. want to fix this. Or there was another situation where it was a business that we use, mm-hmm. a small business, friends of ours. And we basically gave them the feedback. Hey, man, look, we are your friends.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to use you. But if anybody else got the service that we just did, you would be out of, like, this is ridiculous what just happened to us. So here's what happened. Here's who you need to talk to. And I know you're going to coach them up, or you're going to coach them out, one or the other, and you're going to get a fix. So I'm all about giving the opportunity. But if you lie to me, then we got a different problem, right? So.
Right. Or happened? If you just kind of, you know, use the friendship as a basis for not really meeting the high level of expectation. Though I feel like with us, we definitely go above and beyond. I mean, friend wise or not, but
yeah, I'm gonna try to. Just let me know.
Yeah. So we, you know, me time, super clean. We clean it twice a day, every day. We do extensive cleanings once a week. And he was like, he had the great idea. Hey, let's hire somebody. I have this person that's using, you know, they just started out. They're cleaning my building. So let's get them to clean yours, see what they would quote us. And they can do both buildings, because I have two facilities, different cities. And I was okay with that.
So basically, my old real estate office that I ran, and tune into another, we'll talk about that later on. That's another business I ran, was in the same strip mall as the one that she did, cleaning our facility. He was working for a company cleaning my building. And the guy was like, hey, I'm starting my own cleaning company. You know, if you ever need anything, let me know. I know you sell real estate. I was like, well, man, my wife, three doors down, man, she needs some help. So I called him in to give him a quote.
And so, you know, I don't really, because I mean, most of the time, like I said, 99% of the time, we don't have to check up. We don't have to follow behind people. We don't really have to restate the agreement or, you know, what their intentions are, or what their services are going to be, because it's all done. So I'm not really paying much attention. You know, I hadn't really been in there for a minute. And I was thinking it was getting cleaned. The girls pretty much thought it was getting cleaned. But then I popped in one day and I worked until close. And then I came in the next morning.
She was setting traps.
This was before I set the trap. But I was like, why are there still goldfish crumbs? Because this was a cleaning night. Like, they should have been here. I looked at the sign-in log. They signed in. So I just kind of vacuumed up the goldfish. And then I was like, you know what? The next time that they're coming, I'm going to not do something that I know they're supposed to be taken care of. So I kind of left a little mess. But it was very obvious and it wasn't hidden or anything. And it wasn't cleaned. So then I look at the camera and I was just like beside myself calling Gerard like 5 times, trying to get a hold of him. And I was like, I got to show you this video. And he's like, okay. So I walk across the 5 doors down that he's at. And I just kind of pull out my computer and showed him the video. And they had basically come in, signed the sign-in law because it's right there by the door. They had a duster, dust off my computer at the front desk, dust off the front desk, the phone, and then they turned off the light.
No, he sprayed some cleaner on the floor. He had a spray bottle. He sprayed some cleaner on the floor, like.
I don't remember that.
And then that made it worse for me. That actually was like, he came in, did what she said, cleaned the desk, squared on the floor, and then left.
Lights out.
Like, five.
I mean, okay, they did take the trash. They took the trash with them. They did take the trash with them. Because I don't like the girls going out late at night to put the trash in the dumpster. I'll leave it by the door. We'll get it in the morning when they didn't come. So, they did take the trash. So let's just give them that. But I was just like livid because I was like, how long has this been going on? So, of course, then I'm going to start backtracking, looking as far back as I can go, which I think was a few weeks, like months. I was like, no, I think basically the first 2 weeks it was on point. After that, I think they realized they could get away with an 8-minute clean or less. They were coming in at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Maybe so he was coming in 2 or 3. So here's the deal. Basically what happened was she was mad. I was mad. I called him the next day and said, hey man, look, I need to meet you because I want to talk to you about something. So then I went to him and said, hey man, how's the cleaning going? And he goes, man, it's going great, working hard, me and my crew in here doing this stuff. I'm like, oh man, you're getting it cleaned every day? Yeah, man, I'm getting it cleaned. And I was like, okay, man, cool. Well, here's the deal. We're no longer needing your services anymore. We're going to move a different direction. And here's your check for the work that you've performed.
Yeah, paid him out through the rest of the month.
Yeah.
And I was like, why are we doing that? Why aren't we not confronting, but just being direct with the situation and saying, this is what we noticed and this is what's going on. But he was like, it's not even worth doing it.
It's not worth it. The thing is, I'm not worth me arguing with him. I'm not getting the camera out. We're looking at the film and we're not doing any of that. And to me, I gave him the opportunity to look that man in the face and say, hey man, how's the cleaning going? And he told me how the cleaning was going. And I was like, okay. And really what it came down to was at first when she told, all right, we didn't talk about that. Mm-hmm. At first when she told me about what happened, I was like, well, let me look at the film. Mm-hmm. Because let me look at the film and find out what employee of his it is. We'll take a look at it. And then let me go back to him and tell him, hey man, this person that works in your organization is giving you a poor representation of your organization. You may want to address it. And then when I turned the film on, I was like, yo, man, it's that dude. It was him. I was like, oh, man, he's got to go. So
it was the owner.
It was him. I was like, damn, all right, that's it. So I basically met him and said, hey, man, give me the key. And he's like, well, man, is there anything okay? I'm like, man, everything's fine, man. Just wanted to pay you for the work that you did, all the hard work you got going on. Here's your check, man. Wish you the best of luck. I wish we could have done more business in the future together. But you know what, man? It's just we got to go in a different direction. We got some other stuff going on, man. And we just slept with hands. And then that was it. So, and I ain't heard from him since. That's it. And I'm okay with sleeping at night that somebody's not going around saying that I owe him this or I owe him that or, oh, you said that you wanted this done and then you changed it and this and that. And that kind of comes to like, this is kind of different. And it's almost like she was saying with like shelf life. That's why I always believe in like, I know Tennessee's a right to work state, but I agree. I like the fact of reevaluating where we are and re-ing up like after a time period, like a year. So I'm going to pay you X amount of dollars right now for the next 12 months. And then in 12 months, you may come to me and say, Gerard, this isn't working anymore. I might say to you, hey, this isn't working anymore. And then we either need to renegotiate the terms or we just break and we mutually agree not to work to do business anymore. Because, we got ghosted by a person. Like, it was our fault. It was totally, I believe, looking back at the situation, this was our fault, right? You want to talk about what?
Yeah, I mean, basically, we had her working for us and doing some work. And then, you know, it was basically after COVID times. And so, you know, she was doing an excellent job. She was really great. And then she would bring in another person. And then she had like two other people. And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, is the workload getting to be too much? Like, what is going on with all the extra people? But instead of going to her and asking her, you know, hey, do you need a little bit extra for this? Do you, you know, and she didn't come to me and say that she needed anything extra. I think she just realized, you know what, I'm not getting paid enough to do this, and kind of ghosted us. And next time she was, you know, going to be showing up, she never showed and didn't respond to a text. So that was definitely.
That's our fault. So what happened?
We should have been more on top of that. But again, it's communication. And it's just like, what's the parameter? Like, when do you, are you constantly reassessing, or is it just like one time, you know? Cause I don't know. I feel like that way with my business, I would want the opportunity to make it right, you yeah. know? And I'm definitely big on communication. That's a big thing I train my girls on. We work on that constantly. They're not me. So they're not going to be as diligent as I am in that. I'm hoping for that, but I can't, you know, be in someone else's body and make them do anything. Just trying to figure out, you know, how do you gauge it?
I don't know. And then that's the thing, is with that situation, she gave us a price pre-COVID and it was a good deal. And then now looking back in hindsight, we probably were getting too good of a deal.
We definitely pay almost twice.
Yeah. I mean, that we were paying, and the same
yeah,
thing.
It was a great deal. And she's amazing. Like, you know, I get it. Maybe she just didn't feel comfortable telling us that she needed more to do the job that she was doing. But, yeah, I definitely wish we would have had.
And it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work. Yeah. And the thing is, we should have paid it. We didn't know, because if we would have sat down and say, hey, look, you know, that's what we're talking about with her business now, like changing prices and things like that and rate increases. All. So you got to let them know, hey, this is why, this mm-hmm. is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really do that. I mean, we had the same situation. We're going through it now with another service that we're having, and we're basically paying 2,000% more. 2,500% more than what we're paying before, because before, you know what we were paying? Nothing, right? So now we're paying for a service that we should have been paying for a while, or we thought we were. And that's the thing. Yeah. It's like, hey, you got to remember, this is the going rate, you know? So you got to pay market rates. You got people pay them what they're worth. And that's what happened to the cleaning dude. And that's another thing. I'm not looking for a deal. I just want to know how much it's going to cost.
Right. We don't negotiate your price. Like, you know, cause I mean, we have our own businesses. We know like we'll ask you, what is your price? We never ask for a deal ever. We've never done that.
Nah, you tell me what your price is. I ask you, what all does it take? What all am I going to get for this price I'm paying?
Yeah. Cause we don't know. That's not our area of expertise.
And then you tell me what it is. And then you tell me the level of work you're going to give me. You tell me how much it's going to be. And I may go call somebody else and see if they're going to perform the same level of work at that price. But if their price is cheaper, they're probably going to offer less of a service of some. There's something that they're not going to perform that the other person did. But then you got to ask if it's more to do it. Are you willing to pay the service that they're offering? And a lot of times it's yes, I'll pay more. If I'm going to get more, I'll pay more all day. But don't tell me your price thinking that's what I want to hear. If your price is $500 to do the thing, don't come to me at $250 because you think that that's what I'm going to agree to, because that's what I'm looking for. Because what ends up happening is the person that takes the whatever the deal is, they're resenting the fact that they're doing it for less money, which means they're going to do a less of a good job, which means that at some point there's going to be some animosity in the deal. And then you're going to be cleaning or vacuuming or painting or whatever the thing is and saying, man, I don't even know why I do this, man. And then they start cutting corners. So that's why I don't like negotiating prices, because I know when somebody negotiates with me, the first question I ask is, okay, great. You want me to cut my rate and do less? Okay. Show me on this sheet of all the 11 million things I do for you. Show me what you don't want me to do for you, because that's what it costs. So the same thing, when you're working on my car or whatever it is, you can't discount yourself because, and then get mad at me later on. You can't do that. And that's what happened with the one dude with the thing, cleaning the building. He gave us I asked him, I didn't say, can you do it for X? I said, how much will you charge me to do this job? And he gave me a number. And I was like, man, that's a great price. You're going to do all this? Yeah, man. You know, I'm trying to get my business going. I'm just trying to get it off the ground. All day, brother. I'm not going to say, oh man, that's too low, man. Let me double that for you. No, you tell me what it is, and then we're going to go with it. I was going to hire the dude, whatever he was going to say, as long as it was within reason. I was hiring him anyway, because he's right there.
We knew what the pricing was already.
We already know how much it costs.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, small business owners and everybody else, don't discount your rates on a race to the bottom when you have a high level of expectation. If you deliver a high level of work, then do command that. Because what's going to happen is you're going to get mad when you discount yourself and then still try to do the high level of work. And then you're going to be like, man, this guy don't appreciate what I do. Because you don't even appreciate it because you're cutting your rate. Right?
You might need to say that again.
You don't appreciate what you're doing because you're cutting your rate. You only appreciate what you do for yourself. So for me, it's like, same thing. And I haven't been doing what I do forever. But as soon as you start talking about now, it's different sometimes. We're going to do 3, 4, 5 things. We're going to all day, right? We're going to figure it out. But like when they come to you, right? The rates are the rates. This is my rate. My rates are on the wall. This is what everybody pays. Don't come in here and start asking, can you get this less? Because you can't do that at Walmart. Can you?
I mean, I think you could if you tried hard enough.
Yeah, okay. You can't do that. You got me all mad now. No, right. But what I'm saying is now you got me on something else. What I'm saying is
you can't go in the Louis Vuitton store and ask.
You can't go in the Louis Vuitton store and ask them to get, can I get 2-for-1 belts at $700 a piece? They're going to tell you to kick rocks. That's what they're going to tell you to do. So if you offer a high level of service and you do, and you feel really good about what you do, do not discount your rates, because you're going to end up hating what you do. And what I've always found is, as soon as I start negotiating myself into the ground, when I first started doing what I do, I got into it and I was like, I'll do it for X, right? Next thing you know, word gets around, and then there you go. And now you're the discount person, right? And that's not what you want to be. You want to be, what do I say? What do I say all the time? If you're going to command a high rate and high rate of pay, you have to deliver a high level of service. I'd rather be on the front of like, hey, here's what we're asking for, here's what we're charging, here are all the things we're going to do for you, opposed to trying to discount what the other person's doing, right? Just do more and ask for more and just do it and do it great, right? And then going back to what you said earlier about paying people that don't deserve to be paid, same thing happened. I had a guy that constantly would ask for, I mean, he would borrow money a lot, or not even borrow. He would just not pay me back. And she would get mad at me, be like, why do you? I said, look, this is the last time. And he came and asked me for some money. And I said, hey man, look, I'm gonna give it to you. But if I don't get it back by, when first of all, when do you plan on paying? Man, I'm gonna pay you back in 2 weeks. I'm like, all right, man, cool, man. I'm gonna set a thing on my phone. I'll see you in 2 weeks, right? He's like, yeah, man. And then she's like, why'd you just give him that money? I was like, because he's not going to pay me back. So, well, you know that. I was like, yeah, I just paid him X amount of dollars to get out of my life. I'm tired of just getting weighed on. And that's okay. And that goes back to the tipping. That goes back to when somebody does you wrong, you're not going to come to me and say, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I held up my end of the bargain. And I look at them and they know that I know that they know that I know that why we're in what it is, because they're not doing what they need to do. Right. I mean, we just went through it again, but, yeah. So, yeah. So you got anything else?
Nope. That's it. So Team Gerard or Team Sarah, let us know.
Oh my God. We're not in here trying to compete against each other. It's not Team Gerard and Team Sarah. I'm just saying, all right. You know what? Let's do it. We want to know whether you feel that, and you know, I'll just say the number. I typically tip 20%. And mm-hmm. there's only one reason why. You mm-hmm. know what that is? Because the math is easy. That's the only reason why I do it.
Yeah. And I, like I said, I over tip. Like I'm so generous, and I feel like I walk in there super happy. Like I'm just overall my demeanor. If you guys know us, you know how I am. So just really friendly, outgoing, and just like, you know, really understanding. So if anything's going on, I'm not one, but if you are going to have attitude, if you're not going to, you know, after getting corrected or requested something, you know, multiple times, it's just kind of like, why are we tipping 20%? But he's a 100% of the time, 20% tipper. And so that's why he always pays.
Yeah. So, and the last thing is like,
I don't feel that way.
We went to breakfast the other day, me, Gianna, Gerard, and another person. We talked real estate, and you know, service was decent. I mean, guy, and they were super busy. Oh yeah. Right. Super busy. And
that's a good problem.
And I take that into account too. I'm like, man, they're busy as I don't know what, man. Mm-hmm. It's like friggin' Christmas day in here. They're running around and stuff. So they deserve whatever. And then this lady comes over and Gianna goes, hey, can I have a drink? I can't hear you. And I was like, oh, nasty. And she's like, well, can I get a, we're out of that. And then she just walks off. So Gianna's like, man, that lady wasn't
and you
that
guys
nice.
Know who know our family know Gianna. So,
but here's the thing. And this Gianna was like, I don't know why she, I was like, listen, we're in here. Day before, after 2 days after Christmas, I hear having a great time. She's upset about something. It's okay. Like, she's got, if she is that worried about the water you the water you just ordered, and if that's a problem to her, she's got bigger fish to fry. Take the money, get out of my life. That's how I feel about it. You know.
So, but yeah, I'm like, you know, we don't need to do 20. Maybe we'll do 18%. Maybe we'll go a little bit lower. But he's like, no, just always do.
I don't say that. Just,
yes, you do.
I don't say.
Well, you always do it.
I always do it because the math is easy. Then I might add on top of it.
The
too.
Math is on the receipt.
Now I'm not looking at that because then sometimes you got to look to see if they put the extra gratuity. I get mad at that. You put that extra gratuity thing on there, and then you hand them the receipt with like another 15 to 20%. You done already hit me for 20% because I got a party of six because we roll deep. The Bulldogs roll deep.
We do.
Then I got a problem. I'm like, yo, man, I draw a line. Like, unless it was exceptional service, unless you clearly detail that this is an extra above and beyond amount, then I'll put some more on there. But if you try to slide it in there, like I said, being dishonest is what I have a problem with. When you try to slip in there on top of what you have, then I got a problem. But yeah. If you detail it out, you know what? I give you a couple extra bucks because you brought me more of the cheesy bread all day. Mm. But whatever.
So, yeah. But he's basically saying, you know, it just comes back around. And maybe he does have a point to that.
I don't know. We'll see.
Vote. I don't know. Maybe it's the Cuban Italian in me that I'm just like, no.
And for me, I don't want nobody throwing my name in the street. Keep your name out my mouth and keep my name out your mouth in the streets.
I mean, and honestly, maybe I just have a hard shell because I have a small business. I'm already kind of callous to that. It doesn't matter either way with me.
I mean, yeah.
Just want it to be right.
I do too. But the thing is, I'm going to make it right. And then I'm going to tell you that it wasn't right. And I'm going to say, you know what? Here you go. But this, and this. So they can't say that I didn't take it. It's different. I don't know. Yeah.
So you could tell this was a recent conversation. We're still pretty fired up over this. We could talk about this all day, but just kind of let us know your thoughts.
Yep.
Looking forward to hearing from you guys.
Yep. And that's about it. Yep. And we will see y'all next time. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.